When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 41 of Dare to Be. Our title today is Judgment Rendered. Proverbs 26, verse 27 from the New Living Translation reads, "If you set a trap for others, you will get caught in it yourself. If you roll a boulder down on others, it will crush you instead." Our text for today is Daniel chapter 6, verses 23 and 24. "Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him because he had trusted in his God. And the king commanded, and those men who had maliciously accused Daniel were brought and cast into the den of lions, they, their children, and their wives. And before they reached the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces." When the king heard David's voice and knew he was unharmed, verse 23 says he was exceedingly glad. This phrase can also be translated as he rejoiced greatly. The overjoyed Darius has him brought out of the lion's den. Scripture testifies to God's miraculous protection of David. Verse 23 says no kind of harm was found on him. The New Living Translation reads, "Not a scratch was found on him." God fully protected Daniel all night long from the lions. Not only did he send an angel to shut their mouths, but he didn't allow their paws to touch his faithful servant. Daniel did not just barely survive the ordeal. He was safe all night long. Daniel is unscathed because he trusted in God. That's again according to verse 23. This miracle demonstrates God's power to rescue those faithful to Him. It also serves as a testament to Daniel's innocence and faith, which God honored. Daniel chapter 6, verse 24, details a dramatic turn of events in the biblical story of Daniel in the lion's den. After Daniel is miraculously saved from the lions by divine intervention, King Darius orders the accusers of Daniel, along with their families, to be thrown into the pit of lions. Before they even reach the den's floor, the lions mutilate them, showcasing the danger that Daniel was spared from. This passage underscores the themes of divine justice and retribution, highlighting how the wicked plans of Daniel's adversaries backfired. The name Daniel means, "God is my judge." Daniel lived up to his name when he trusted in God's justice. Some may find it difficult to understand what happened to Daniel's accusers and their families. Warren Wiersbe explains, "It seems cruel to us that the families were destroyed along with the conspirators, but that was an official Persian law. And the conspirators knew it. Jewish law prohibited punishing the children for the sins of the fathers." You can check out Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 16, and Ezekiel 18, verse 20. But Eastern dictators took a different view. They didn't want any remaining member of a traitor's family to conspire to kill the ruler who ordered the father's execution. It was much easier to bury corpses than to keep an eye on potential assassins. And besides, the example put fear into the hearts of potential troublemakers. Lehman Strauss adds, "I feel certain that Daniel did not gloat over the disastrous fate of his foes. Their tragic end was not Daniel's idea, but rather an instance of typical Oriental justice. So we must remember that the penalty here was in keeping with pagan laws." Today's scripture reveals that there are harsh consequences for those who plot against God's faithful followers. God is a God of justice. God rewards righteousness and punishes wrongdoing. Daniel chapter 6, verse 24 demonstrates the danger of trusting in false gods who have no power to save. The gods of the accusers were unable to deliver them from the same lions that God had rescued Daniel from. Some questions to consider. How does the meaning of Daniel's name connect with his outcome and the fate of his accusers? What does Darius's decision to punish the accusers and their families teach about leadership and accountability? And finally, what actions resulted in the fate of Daniel's accusers as described in verse 24? And what does this suggest about God's justice? Thanks so much. Have a great day.